Today's recording is L'schus the Refuah Shleima in the merit of the complete healing of Shimon Halevi ben Nechama. Jerry Friedman may have a complete recovery and be able to continue serving Hashem with much joy for many years to come. I remember as a little boy one time davening with my father in good old Pekarsky's Shtibel. Those of you familiar with the shuls in Queens, in Rigo Park, Rabbi Pekarsky, Alav Hashalom, used to have a Shtibel over there in Rigo Park. And we would daven there, and one time we were davening Hallel. And my father got up to the pasuk, the verse in Hallel, that says, Shomer Pesoim Hashem, he gingerly put his hand on my shoulder, looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, Shomer Pesoim Hashem, with a smile. And I had absolutely no idea what those words meant. In those days, there was no art scroll sitter. You know, there were some Sidurim, there were some prayer books with an English translation, but certainly in Pekarsky Shtibel, they didn't have any. There's a bunch of old Hungarians, you know, with these old Tfilas Kol Peh Sidurim, these prayer books with ripped pages, yellowed pages. There weren't any sitters with English translation, so I had no ideas what the words meant. I just know that he put his hand on my shoulder, smiled, and said, Shomer Pesoim Hashem. So I had to eventually somehow research, find out as a little boy. I don't remember how, but I found out what the words meant. And the words mean, Shomer Pesoim Hashem means God watches fools. And when I figured out that that's what those words meant, I ran over to my father and I smiled and I laughed and he laughed. And he told me that his father did the same thing to him, that my grandfather put his hand on my father's shoulder one time during Hallel when he was a boy and said, Shomer Pesoim Hashem, God watches fools. So I don't know how many generations back this tradition goes in my family, but it's certainly very indicative of my family's type of sense of humor. But it was only years later that I realized that the truth is how much that pasuk, that verse, really does, should apply to all of us. Because the truth is, as the Alter Rebbe explains in the 18th chapter of Tanya, that vis-a-vis God, we really are all fools, really fools. If you can't have the humility sometimes when you stand before God, when you're standing and thinking about God, if you can't at times feel like you really are before the infinite, like a fool, if you don't ever have that experience of sometimes when you're standing before God in prayer, davening, and all of a sudden you just realize how completely inconsequential, meaningless your mind is vis-a-vis God, then you really are the biggest fool that there is. For as the sages actually say in the Medrash on the verse in Proverbs, Pesiyam in the Choldover, a fool believes anything, say the sages, Zu Moshe Rabbeinu. Moses himself was considered like a fool before God. Now the truth is, you don't even have to like think about God's infinity to really feel like a fool sometimes. If a person is humble enough, and you think about even in regular earthly wisdom, how much do we really know? How much do we really know? I mean, you know, like scientists don't even understand. My wife was reading a couple of months ago a book about dolphins, and she was telling me some of the highlights of that book. I never would have chosen that as my reading material, but Bailey likes that stuff. And she was telling me some of the things about these dolphins. Scientists have absolutely no idea how dolphins' brains work. Now, I'm not a science person, so I don't get this, but somehow dolphins' brains function completely different than primates and mammals. So, like, we might somehow, science knows a little about, like, what gorillas are thinking, but they have zero clue about dolphins' brains because it's a completely different way of functioning. And they have such an advanced way of communicating and being together, and they know each other's movements from miles away and all sorts of very deep things. And science has no idea about dolphins' brains. Dolphins have advanced emotions and all sorts of character traits. Biologists have no idea how they work. And that's even when it comes to just understanding how dolphins work. So with all the advancements that we've achieved in science and technology in the world, there's still so much of the world that science has absolutely no idea the depth of what's really going on. And that's like humanity as a whole. What about each of us individually? How much do we really know from science, literature, poetry, philosophy, economics, mathematics, sociology, physics? I mean, there's so many things in each one of us, if we have a little humility to think, how much do we really know about anything? How much more so when it comes to Torah? I always like to quote what the Nachmanides, the Holy Ramban, wrote. He wrote that his brain in the palace of Torah is like the egg of a flea in the palace of a king. And that's Nachmanides, the Holy Ramban, one of our greatest rabbis ever, that his head in the palace of Torah, his mind, he feels that his mind, vis-a-vis the truth of what Torah is not like a flea in the palace of a king, the egg of a flea in the palace of a king. And that's all vis-a-vis wisdom, but when one thinks about when you're actually standing before God Himself, the infinite, how utterly magical and joyous it is at times to really realize, recognize the transcendence of God, and therefore how your brain really has nothing over rocks and mud when it comes to God. Your brain is not any closer to God than rocks and mud. Hashem allowed His infinite being to be enclosed in the Torah, that we could somehow unite with His infinite being, because He gave us the Torah. But in and of itself, our brains are no closer to God than rocks and mud. And when you deeply feel this, with utter joy, you have to give yourself over completely into God's hands. Throw yourself into God's lap. Recognize that Shomer Pesayim Hashem, God watches fools, and we, together with Moshe Rabbeinu, are all fools. And therefore we could throw ourselves into God and say, Father in heaven, watch over us. Guide us always, protect us always, because God, we know nothing really. We're not from among those arrogant people that read a couple of pages and think they know everything. God, we know that we know absolutely nothing, Hashem. Protect us therefore, God. We really are your little babies.